Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, June 26, 2020. I'm Rich Strappolino. Microsoft announced it will permanently close all of its Microsoft Store retail locations, excluding its campus locations in London, New York, Sydney, and Redmond. The company plans to focus on using Microsoft.com for customer support, sales, and training. Microsoft says retail store team members will now help on the website rather than in-store, although it's unclear if there will be any layoffs. Microsoft had already temporarily closed its retail locations back in March as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. Amazon announced it intends to buy the self-driving vehicle startup Zoox. Terms of the deal were not disclosed, but the Financial Times reports Amazon will pay more than $1.2 billion for the company. Zoox's latest funding round was in 2018 and valued the company at $3.2 billion. Zoox will continue to operate as a standalone business within Amazon and keep its executive leadership in place. Amazon had previously invested in the self-driving startup Aurora and currently uses self-driving trucks developed by Embark to haul cargo on the I-10 highway. On Thursday, Uber's head of money and other financial services, Peter Hazelwurst, announced he was leaving the company. In a subsequent email to staff, Uber CEO Derek Khosrowshahi said the company will deprioritize several financial products, including credit cards, a digital wallet, and an instant payment system for drivers. The Uber Money team will now report directly to VP of Technology Peyush Nahar. In 2020, Uber has also seen the departure of Uber Eats head Jason Droege and CTO Thanh Pham. Amazon announced the launch of smart stores in India that provide digital storefronts to retailers. Deployed at over 10,000 shops at launch, smart stores use Amazon software to log inventory, which can be viewed by customers using a QR code. Customers can scan this code, select inventory, see customer reviews, and pay with Amazon Pay, including the Amazon Pay Later installment plan. Amazon says it does not take a percentage of sales from either customers or retailers. A bipartisan bill to overhaul Section 230 Safe Harbor in the U.S. has been proposed by Senators Brian Schatz and John Thune. The Platform Accountability and Consumer Transparency Act would require an acceptable use policy, quarterly reports, and a defined complaint system. Sites would have 24 hours to remove content deemed illegal once a site is aware of it. Bloomberg reports that Tencent is beta testing a mobile-focused live streaming service called Trovo Live in the U.S. The service originally began testing in March under the name Madcat. Similar to Twitch, Trovo uses a carousel showcase of featured live streams, offers paid subscriptions and rewards to support streamers, and offers a tiered partnership program for creators, committing to a $30 million program starting in July. According to Trovo's privacy policy, servers for the service are located in Hong Kong, Singapore, and the U.S., while support and engineering teams that have access to user information are located around the world, including mainland China. Amazon has created a counterfeit crimes unit to try to keep knockoff products off Amazon. The unit includes former federal prosecutors, investigators, and data analysts. The group will use data both from Amazon and external sources, as well as open source intelligence, and leverage on-the-ground assets to connect the dots between targets. Amazon says it will pursue civil litigation and aid investigations by brands and law enforcement. Facebook announced Thursday it is introducing a notification screen to warn users if they try to share content that's more than 90 days old. The notification will give them a choice to go back or click through and post it anyway. Old stories shared out of context can lead to spread of misinformation. Facebook is also considering other kinds of notifications, including pop-ups that steer users to public health sources if they're posting about COVID-19. The iOS 14 beta includes a security feature that alerts users when an app reads information on the phone's clipboard. Users of the app TikTok reported they received notifications about clipboard access by the app every few seconds. In a statement to The Telegraph, TikTok said the notifications were the result of a system designed to identify repetitive, spammy behavior and that the app has submitted an update to the App Store to remove the anti-spam feature. TikTok did not say if they had a similar system in place on Android or if that would be removed. 9to5Mac reports that other popular apps that read clipboard content include Starbucks, Overstock, AccuWeather, and several news apps. Apple introduced a way for web developers to support Face ID and Touch ID to log in on websites in Safari. Face ID and Touch ID were built on WebAuthn, so developers can build authentication using the FIDO 2 spec. The technology is already supported in Firefox, Chrome, and Edge. And finally, Volvo and Waymo announced they're partnering on a new Level 4 autonomous electric vehicle platform aimed at ride-hailing services. Level 4 refers to no driver engagement while in a geofenced area or under a specific set of road, weather, and traffic conditions. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.